I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 59 degrees on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025. You know what's coming up? Well, turkey season's coming up. And what's before turkey season? Youth turkey season. And I got my good friend Jeff Wallace from Nancy's Vision in the studio today. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rob. Thanks so much for having us down again. I appreciate it very much.
Great event. I've been to it. The amount of young bucks that are out there, young women that are out there that are with their dads, their mentors, their friends, getting them out there in the field for this youth turkey hunt. It's something special. And some of the monsters they bring back is something else. Yeah. You guys got the leaderboard out there, and everybody's bringing their friends over and showing them or showing their family. Oh, that one's mine. That one's mine. Great event. Tell us about the event.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. It is. It really is a great event. It started out, this will be the fourth year. We lost Nancy April 2nd, 2020. And, of course, my son and I, Hunter, are devastated to the point where we really couldn't do much that first year. But we tried to kind of dig our way out of that a little bit. And Nancy, being a pediatric nurse and someone who, as I like to say, she was not only a nurse by profession, but a nurse by birthright. Nancy was born a very, very compassionate person. And she had a particular passion for helping youngsters, particularly those youngsters that had some illness or some issues. So Hunter and I thought, how can we do something to honor mom's name, my wife's name? And of course, Hunter's heavily involved in the outdoor industry, particularly turkey hunting, turkey calling. So we wanted to come up with an idea, hey, maybe we could combine these two. And we thought about it for a little bit. In the first year, we said, hey, let's have a little turkey contest. Let's raise a couple bucks, and we'll do something good with it. And right off the bat, we realized this was going to be kind of bigger than both of us. So back then, I contacted Dr. Marty Brunson down at Catch a Dream in Mississippi. Catch a Dream is an organization that sends terminally ill kids on adventures of a lifetime. We partnered up with Marty that first year. They were a big help in getting us started. An event we thought would maybe bring in 20 or 30 kids. We brought in 80 kids that first year, 250 people, and we raised $35,000, which was just phenomenal. Let's fast forward to last year. We had 135 young kids hunting. We had 400 people attend the event. We had it at the Outdoor Insiders up off the Gibson Bay exit of 81, just an awesome venue. And we raised $75,000. And one of the things we decided to do, we still wanted to support Catch a Dream because they kind of brought us to the dance, if you will, and kind of showed us how to do all this. But we've also taken a big interest in things in the local community that would have been near and dear to Nancy's heart. For instance, we are giving a nursing scholarship at the Forest City High School. We did it last year. We're doing it again this year. Hunter graduated Forest City. And we all know that Nancy would be just so thrilled with that. We also helped a local girl in the community that had some real serious health issues. Happy to report she's doing a lot better. We also donated turkey dinners for a lot of less fortunate families this Thanksgiving. So what we're doing, Rob, is we're taking this vision and we've expanded it nationally with some of these kids that have terminal conditions, but we've also brought it real close to home. We're doing things in our local community that we know Nancy would be thrilled about. We're getting more involved in education, as I said, with the scholarships, with that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're helping kids all over, but we're also helping kids right here in northeastern Pennsylvania, which is kind of special as well.
I love that expansion to it, and I'm going to put it out there right now. When you have a winner for the nursing scholarship, I would love for you to come in with that family if they're willing to.
Yeah, I'd love to do it.
To talk about the nursing profession and how much that is needed. My daughter's a nurse. Yep. They are in such need. She's an adolescent psychiatric nurse out in Western PA right now.
Right.
But something we that's a great.
It is.
Great asset for this area, and for you to do in her memory is just phenomenal. I follow you on social media, and some of the trips that these kids go on that are out there, these prizes, I'm envious. I mean, these are like dream trips for grown adults, and you're bringing these kids on these trips. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I had the opportunity last spring to go down to the Catch a Dream headquarters in Mississippi, and you go into the headquarters, and they have a beautiful facility there, and on the wall they have storyboards of every child that they have helped since day one. And it's really pretty heartwarming because, unfortunately, a lot of those kids are no longer with us.
Yeah.
So it's great to see those storyboards, and it's great to see that this youngster was on an elk hunt and this youngster was fishing for sharks in Mexico. But by the same token, you're always thinking to yourself, are they still here or not? You know, so it's kind of you go into it, you're happy to see it, but by the same token, you're afraid to know what happened in the end, you know? So Catch a Dream has been great. As I said, they've done a lot of things for us. But we're also, as I said, we've really, doing a lot more in the local community, which is great. We're also going to get involved and do more education in terms of nursing scholarships. We're talking about doing some scholarships for EMT personnel. Really get involved in that healthcare profession because that was near and dear to Nancy's heart.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And I talk about it all the time of possibly getting like an EMT course in our high schools, like a trade school type thing, where they can have a marketable EMT certification. Something happens in the school, you have a bunch of certified EMTs there. A great asset to have and teach these young men and women at this young age that come to this event that you're having on the 26th, that this is an opening for them, something they can do. They could serve their community. They can give back. Hey, you can make between $15 and $20 an hour as a part-time job and get yourself through college and such. Outdoor Insiders, right off 81 up in Gibson.
Yes.
Phenomenal place.
It is a phenomenal
outdoor
place.
Outdoor pavilion, the indoor shop,
It really is. Robert Heed has done a magnificent job with that facility. He's been a friend of Nancy's vision basically from the beginning. And it is. It's a marvelous facility, and I would encourage everyone to...
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Come up. If I may, I'd like to mention also that you don't have to have a youth hunter. You don't have to even be involved in hunting. Come for the luncheon. It's a great barbecue put on by Poppy's Barbecue. There's all kinds of activities. The Game Commission is going to give a talk on turkey hunting. There's going to be some calling seminars if the kids are interested. And this year, for the first time, we're going to have what they call a field-to-table demonstration. My dear friend, I call him my second son, Anthony Carrito, is going to take a bird, breast that bird. He has a crock pot. He's going to dice that breast. He's going to show kids and adults there how to make a really delicious crock pot turkey breast, which is kind of neat. You know, it kind of takes you through the whole, as it says, field to table.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I'm there, I see members of the community, friends of the show, friends of mine from the area. You know, we're all from that same area up there. You know, Nate Hosey's always a regular there with his kids, you know, getting in to hunt. Nate thankfully lets us use one of his songs for one of our pieces here to honor our local heroes. So it's a great event. Like you said, you don't have to have children. You don't have to have someone hunting. Just go and support a great organization up there. And it's a whole day event.
It is. Yeah, we start at, basically you can drive in there any time of the morning.
Huge parking lot, free parking.
Huge. Usually they roll in about 10 o'clock. The scoring for the birds is over at 2. So if a young hunter has a bird, even if they're an hour or two away, as long as they get there by 2, they're eligible to put that bird in the drawing to be possibly a prize winner. But you don't even have to have a bird to be a winner, because every youngster that comes gets showered with gifts, if you will, t-shirts, hats, turkey calls. So it's really nice. And the other thing, I think I might have mentioned it to you earlier, what is a really interesting part of this, you have these young kids that are out there with their aunts, their uncles, their moms, their dad, their grandpas, which is great in itself. But at a young age, I think these kids are exposed to something where they realize, hey, life is not all about me and my good life. There's some kids out there that don't have it as good as I do. And what I'm doing today is possibly helping someone that doesn't have it as good as I do. So I think that's another huge thing that really warms our heart. We see all these kids up there, they're having fun, they're out hunting, but I think they realize at the end of the day, hey, what we did today was good for somebody else too. I know Nancy would be really, really thrilled with that.
Trophy's still being handmade by your buddy down in...
As a matter of fact, I almost brought one down. Sandy mailed them up today. He unfortunately won't be able to make it. His son's going to his daughter-in-law's having a baby that day. But yeah, the handmade awards this year are even more outstanding than last year. Yeah.
2 years ago, he gave me a small, probably a 2-inch cross with an old barn nail it that he shined up, little moss glued to it. It sits in my car today.
Yep.
Every once in a while, I'll take it out and I'll rub my thumb on that shiny nail. Phenomenal stuff there. I think I posted pictures of them the last time I was up there.
Yeah, Sandy Brady from down in North Carolina. And if anyone would want one of those crosses, Sandy would be more than happy to get it to you, whether he had to mail it, drive it, whatever it would take. He's more than happy to get those out there. Really an awesome individual. And his catchphrase is, I love you and I mean it. Love you, mean it. And that's the truth. He walks the walk and talks the talk. And that's what we like to do with Nancy's Vision. We're all in this together. Some of us are more fortunate than others. And if we can all step up and try to help everyone and expand that vision, if you will, that's what we're all about.
Something I saw up there when I was at the last event was, people who brought their kids who weren't really into hunting, didn't know much about it, single moms. And they were finding mentors there. They were going up to people and saying, well, listen, I don't know how to hunt. My son's interested in it. And I saw them kneeling down. Here's my number. Here's what you need to do. We'll go for a course here. We'll do this. And we'll get you out there. And to see that connection, the guts it takes for a single mom or a mom and dad, the pride that, dad's like, I don't really know about this.
Absolutely.
I came from, an urban area. Yep. We live here now. But, he wants to do it. I want to help him do it.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll go with you. You can come, Dad. We'll do this. Or Mom, don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
You got it if you want to come. It's something great that I saw in the community come together, which is one of the reasons why I moved here 20-something years ago.
Yeah, you're right. And I've said to several people, please come to just see that, because yourself, you've been there. And we could sit here all day and explain it. But unless you're there and you see all those little workings and all, you see a little 6-year-old girl with a big turkey over her shoulder. You see a single mom talking to an experienced hunter and trying to exchange numbers to get her son out there. And you see the kids in the 3D archery range shooting bows. It's
something special.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it really is.
So again, Nancy's Vision. Deadline to register is April 25th at 6 p.m. There's ways to register. You could text Nancy to 91999. You're on social media, Nancy's Vision.
Yep.
So they could find you there as well. And it's going to be Saturday, April 26th. You can start rolling in earlier that afternoon, and it's an all-day event.
Yep. You can also register locally at Tommy up there at White's Crossing Sports Shop in Carbondale, or right where the event is going to be, the Outdoor Insiders. You can register there. Or if anyone has any issue registering with the online platform and you can't get to those other places, call me, Jeff Wallace, 570-241-8862, and we'll make sure that you get registered.
All right. I'm going to make it a point to be up there again this year. It's a great event. Jeff, thanks for coming in. Hey, Nancy's Rob, Vision, a great organization.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you having us.
Not a problem.
All right, man.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.